Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Cheryl Meyer, and we're going to be talking about her book, It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. This book is for anyone with chronic pain looking for answers. It'll give you a place to start, and you don't have to resign yourself to a life of pain and pills. This book will teach you how to take control of your health, reduce your inflammation, and feel great again. Cheryl has a BA from the University of California, Berkeley, and she has become a health coach through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition so that she can share what she has learned with others. And she is also a member of the Wellness Universe. For more information, you can visit her website, which is CherylMHealthMuse.com. Again, that's CherylMHealthMuse.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description to make it easy for you to find out more about what she has to offer. So with that, I'd like to go ahead and welcome Cheryl to the show. And it looks like we had a little bit of a problem there. Cheryl's call dropped. Today is the first day of Mercury retrograde. So for those of you who follow that, know exactly how crazy that can be in affecting communication. So I'm sure we will get Cheryl back momentarily. Let me go ahead. Oh, there we go. Okay, we've got Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello. I'm so sorry. I hit a wrong button and I disappeared suddenly. Hi. I'm happy to be here.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, I could have easily been on my end, and I don't know if you're into the astrology thing, but today's the first day of Mercury retrograde, and it fouls up communication and all kinds. So I'm going to go ahead and blame it on that.
Yep. Okay, we'll blame it on that. Somebody was trying to call and I was trying to hit and get rid of them. Instead, I got rid of you. Sorry.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'm really happy to chat with you today because, you know, if you don't have good health, life can be a real bear, you know, to deal with. And you know, it's really such an important issue that sometimes people really don't devote a whole lot of attention to it. So I would love, if you wouldn't mind sharing just a little bit about your journey and how it is that you came, you know, to put such a focus on health and wellness.
Well, you don't really appreciate your health until you don't have it, which is kind of what happened to me. And I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm 69, so I am no young chicken. But I'm really passionate to share all of this with everybody because I have been an entrepreneur for most of my life. I have my own jewelry business, and I sell big players. And 6 years ago, I woke up one morning, and everything in my body hurt from top to toe. My muscles hurt. My joints hurt. I had brain fog. I had a massive headache. I couldn't figure out what the heck was wrong with me. So I went to the doctor, and she said, we'll run some tests. And then she came back to me and she said, I looked at your tests. There's nothing wrong with you. Go home and just get more rest. So I waited a week and I hurt. I mean, I can't tell you how much pain I had. So I made another appointment and I went back in and she said, what are you doing here? You were just here. I said, something is wrong and we need to find out what's going on. So she ran a few more tests and she came back and she said, you know, I hate to tell you this, but maybe it's in your head because I don't see anything wrong with you. So I went home and I waited another week and I went back a third time and she said, look, I don't know what's wrong with you, but I can give you steroids. Well, I didn't want to take pills. And it's interesting because after researching, I figured out I had autoimmune disease, and I joined a group of people with autoimmune disease on Facebook, and this is not an unusual story for people because autoimmune disease is hard to detect. So, but let me tell you what I did. I had been on steroids as a child. I was not going to go back there. So I turned my business over to my staff, and I started researching. And I didn't even know what I was looking for in the beginning, which was one reason I wrote the book, because I want people to know the things that I discovered through all of my research. So I started to dig in, and I found a whole group of medical practitioners that were full medical doctors from very excellent medical schools that had shifted, and there was a new paradigm in medicine called functional medicine. And I started listening. At the time, they had a whole lot of symposiums going on online, and I listened to one on the liver, and I listened to one on the gut, and I listened to one on the adrenals, and I listened to one on the thyroid. And it all kept coming back to the fact that autoimmune disease, which had all of the symptoms that I was dealing with, started in the gut, and there was something called leaky gut. So, okay, I had my first big flag. Could I have leaky gut? So I started digging into what the heck was leaky gut. And I discovered that, I'll explain it in a minute, but there are two things that cause it that are major that you can control yourself. And then there are other things that you would need help to find. The two things that I could control myself is first, my stress. I was always sort of under the opinion that stress was good for me because it made me work harder. Well, I was constantly being chased by a tiger, and you don't need that because what you do is you have certain hormones in your body that get depleted when you're constantly being chased by a tiger. So that was the hormone for me that was being depleted was cortisol, and it was almost on empty, but not quite to disease state yet. And then the second thing that I could do was start to dig out where were the toxins in my life and to eliminate them. So that's where I started. And then I started looking for a functional doctor of my own. So while I was researching where to find the toxins, I found an incredible database called EWG, the Environmental Working Group. And this is a nonprofit that has done unbelievable amounts of research, and they now have a database of hundreds of thousands of items that you can look up what you're using and how toxic it is. And I was appalled. I had no idea I had so many toxins in my life that were poisoning me. And if your item isn't in their database, you can look up the individual ingredients and find out what they're doing to you. So I started with, I always sort of knew about organic versus conventional versus GMOs, but I didn't really understand it. I think I had a little bit of head in the sand syndrome. But when I started to figure out what that really was, let me tell you something. If you can convince me that eating herbicides and pesticides is good for me, good luck. I now eat almost totally organic because what they're spraying on our food in massive amounts is doing all kinds of harm to our bodies. They're spraying food to kill bugs. What do we have in our gut? Bugs. So guess what it's doing? When we eat that food that's been heavily sprayed with pesticides and herbicides, it's killing all the good bugs in our gut, which is why it is one of the causes of leaky gut. So, and GMOs, that one was an eye-opener. There's two kinds of GMOs. One, they're actually breeding something called BT toxin right into the plant. So when the little insect eats it, his stomach blows up. Okay, guess what that's doing to your little bugs in your stomach. And then the second kind is to make a crop what's called Roundup Ready. Roundup is a chemical called glyphosate. And by being Roundup Ready, it means that they literally drench the plant in Roundup, and the plant survives it, but it doesn't get washed off. It goes right into food production and then into your food and into your stomach. Things like wheat, they get drenched in glyphosate because that helps the wheat plant give a greater harvest. It increases the harvest because the plant goes in shock and it it pushes out more of those little things that make the wheat. And so the glyphosate increases the amount of product that they get when they harvest the wheat, but you're getting all that glyphosate in your system. And when you start to research, there's people who think that glyphosate does you no harm at all. And there's people who tell you that glyphosate does terrible harm to you. And I voted that I was going to trust my gut and I was going to go with caution. So I eliminated anything that's genetically modified at all. So then I started on conventional farms. They're also spraying an unbelievable amounts of chemicals on our food. Glyphosate is one of them, and it's doing all kinds of harm, and I'll talk a little bit about the harm that it's doing that I discovered. But there's also something related to Agent Orange being sprayed on our crops. There's a new neurotoxin that's hurting our children's ability to learn being sprayed on our crops. So if I ever needed a kick in the ha-ha to start eating organic, I got it. Now, people will say to me, it's too expensive. I can't afford to eat organic. Well, my first comment is, you either pay now or you pay later. I didn't pay attention to this until it was too late, and I sure wish I had been paying attention to it before I got sick, because it's been a six-year climb back to health since I got this sick. But good old EWG, that fabulous website that I found with all the databases, they put out something which you might have heard of called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. The Dirty Dozen are fruits and vegetables that you do not eat unless they're organic under any circumstance. They have so many pesticides on them that you just don't want to have that toxic load go into your body. And they've actually now, the list is 12 plus. It's 18 items because they couldn't find a point to cut it off where it just wasn't too toxic for you to eat it. And there's things on the list like strawberries and spinach and nectarines and apples. And so those items, you got to buy them organic. If that's the only place you buy organic, I'm okay with that. But at least get rid of all of those toxins that are on your food. And you can get this card on my website so that you know which is on the which list. I actually have tons of free information on my website because I want people to clean up these toxins, and we'll talk about why. There's also a Clean 15 that EWG publishes, which are 15 things that you don't have to buy organic. You can buy them conventional, and you'll be perfectly fine. Those are things like grapefruit and cauliflower and cantaloupe and sweet corn and avocados and pineapples and cabbage and onions. All of those, there's 15 of them. You can buy them conventionally without worrying about it. But the Dirty Dozen, man, you got to stay away from them. So that's a good place to start. Things like potatoes have something like 76 different pesticides on them. You know, do you want that in your body? I don't think so. I wish I had known this sooner. But once I got down what these three categories were and what I was going to do to clean up the toxins in my life, I started delving into processed food. If you can't pronounce it on the label, you don't buy it because it's some kind of a synthetic chemical. So that's my easy rule of thumb. If it's got things you can't pronounce it, you simply don't do it. Does that mean I don't buy any processed food at all? No, I buy a little bit. I buy something like Rao's tomato sauce because it's just tomatoes and it's just sauce in a glass jar. There are some things that in reading labels that I allow myself to have, but you don't want the rest of that stuff in your body because it's all going to do you harm. And one of the big revelations of learning all of this is that if you give your body the right building blocks, your body wants to help you heal. It wants to heal. So if you stop giving it all the chemicals, if you start giving it the good food, all the colors of the rainbow from farms as close to you as possible that are organic, then your body starts to sing and it's happy and it wants to heal you. So processed food, you've got to pay attention to the label. And just a couple of little things there. If it says natural flavors, that's probably MSG. MSG is a neurotoxin. You know, do we really want that in our body? I just read an article last night about how MSG is doing all kinds of damage to people's kidneys, and they're not aware that they're eating it and all the processed food that they're doing. So you need to, I explain all of this in my book. And I not only talk about what I eliminated, but I talk about what I replaced it with, because you may not like my choice, and then you can go back and research your, for your own, but at least it gives you a jumping off space to go. Okay, eating fast food. Guess what? There's nothing nutritious about most fast food at all.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you putting that in your body? You got to start to think about, are you eating to live or are you living to eat? If you're living to eat, then you're eating all this junk that isn't feeding your body. I had read about 20 years ago that if you're overweight, you're actually starving your body, and I didn't understand it then. Well, if you're overweight, you are starving your body, but what you're starving your body of is all the nifty little nutrients that your body needs to function optimally. So it's important that you pay attention to all this stuff. Then I started to look at dairy. You know, we're all supposed to have that for our calcium. Guess what? For the one thing, dairy is actually pulling calcium out of your bones. It's not doing the opposite. That was an eye-opener.
Whoa.
Yeah, because it's dairy is an acid, and it's hard on your kidneys. And so your body reacts and starts to look for things that will help your kidneys survive that acid. And so it starts pulling the calcium out of your bones so that your kidneys survive the fact that you just had that milk. But if you really want to have milk, these are the new rules. It needs to be full fat, because they're keeping the best part of the milk when they take the fat out and they give you the low fat and the non-fat. And good fat is good for us. So you're getting the raw end of that deal. So if you're going to have yogurt, you're going to drink dairy, you want the full fat dairy to get the full benefit of what that product does have to give you. And ideally, it needs to be from grass-fed, grass-finished cows, which means it needs to be organic milk. Because if it's not, that poor little cow has a heck of a bad life. And they're doing everything in their power, if he's a conventional cow, to keep him alive until he can give you that milk or give you his meat. And they're loading him with hormones and antibiotics and all kinds of medication, all of which is being transferred to your body when you eat that product. Plus, you're getting the stress hormones from the poor animal that was brought up under such terrible conditions. So all the way around, you want organic. Organic is my big message of the day, because then you're not getting all this other crud into your diet. So that's,
yeah,
milk,
that's
preferably raw.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'll come up for air now, because there's more to go.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a good start.
You can certainly tell that you're passionate about this. Well, you know, and that's a good thing, because, you know, there, I mean, just in these few moments, you have told me things that I did not know and seem so contrary to what we have been told and, quote, educated to believe.
Yeah, I just posted something on Twitter that I eat nutritious, delicious, and nothing suspicious. And I eat completely against the way the American diet is. And my body is happy. So, you know, think about that. Think about all these suspicious things that you're eating. Wow. We need to pay attention. And the next question everybody asks me is, aren't I deprived? For one thing, I'm not deprived, because one of the things I want to encourage you to do is learn to cook so that you control what goes into your mouth. And I have 18 food sensitivities I have discovered with my functional doctor, which is partly why I was having all of my autoimmune reactions to things and my joint pain and my muscle pain. Getting rid of my 18 sensitivities was huge in terms of getting back on track to get well. So, but I have these 18 sensitivities, so it's hard to feed me. So if I go out, it has to be a well-chosen restaurant where I have already talked to the chef. But if I'm eating at home, I can cook really terrific things, but they're kind of peculiar. I don't eat dairy. I'm very sensitive to it. So what do I do if I want a white sauce? I soak cashew nuts overnight, and I cook half a cauliflower, and that all goes into my Vitamix with some ghee, which is clarified butter, and some almond milk, and voila, I have a rather amazing, you know, I season it the same way I used to the old white sauce, and I have this nifty little white sauce that I have done things with, like make clam chowder, make Swedish meatballs. I know it's not normal, but it's really delicious. And so even when I do things for a company, I like to do something that's, you know, kind of my new way of thinking, because I want them to go, oh, my God, that's delicious. I was working with a client who said her husband loved potatoes, and she wanted to make mashed potatoes, and she couldn't find organic potatoes at the time. And I said, make it out of cauliflower. She said, there's no way. I said, you steam the cauliflower, you add some ghee, you add some almond milk, and you give it a whirl. You don't get it so that it's too thin, and you serve that to your husband and see what happens. And he told her they were the best mashed potatoes he'd ever eaten.
That's good. Well, the key obviously is recognizing, you know, the foods that are, those dirty dozen or dirty 18, you know, types of,
right.
of foods to avoid. And so now, I want to talk a little bit more about toxins. You've been talking about toxins, you know, with food. So when it comes time to, decide exactly, what you're going to, change in your diet, you know, to be more, more friendly, you know, to your body.
Right.
Is it one of those cases where you have to, you know, really be aware of how your body reacts to certain kinds of foods? I mean, it's
you do have to
I would
learn
think
to
that people are
body.
Different, you know?
Well, nobody's going to be different when it comes to chemicals. We need to get
right,
rid of
okay.
them. But you don't have to do it overnight, and I don't really care where you start. I was doing a presentation to my broker's best clients, and somebody walked in and he said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to change how I eat. And I said, you want to know something? That's okay with me. He said, what do you mean? That's why I'm here. And I said, you don't have to start with food. You could start with your drinking water or your over-the-counter drugs or what you're using to clean your house or the toxins that are in your pots and pans in your kitchen. You can start anywhere, because the reality is it's all about toxic load. And so each toxin that you eliminate from your life is one step closer to health. And it took me 5 years to eliminate all these toxins, and there are hundreds of them. But you do it in a systematic way. You don't go through your house and throw everything out. The first person who was my beta reader for the book went and threw all her food out in the kitchen, and her husband had a heart attack because all his favorite things were gone. So you don't do that. If you buy my book, I send you a workbook. And my idea is you print the chapter of the workbook that corresponds with the chapter of my book that you're reading. And then you write down, what did you discover in your life as toxic? And what do you want to replace it with? And then you put that into a binder. So when you run out of that item, you don't replace it with the old toxic item. You replace it with the new non-toxic item. Because over 5 years, you will be living a really clean life, and you won't have been overwhelmed, which is one of the comments people give to me. Oh, this is so overwhelming. No, it's not.
Yeah.
You just consciously make different choices every day, and you don't spend a fortune doing it. I was using a very expensive line of cosmetics, and when I looked it up, my eyeballs almost popped out because I was poisoning myself. And your skin is your biggest organ. So when all those toxins go through your skin, then you got to get rid of them. And so they go through your kidneys, they go through your lungs, they cause damage on their way out. So I don't even know where I was going with that for a second.
I was going to say that, you know, the idea of doing it in an orderly fashion, like you say, you know, you write down, you know, what you have and then what you want, and then when it comes time to replace, then you go ahead and replace. I mean, I think recognizing that it can be done, you know, systematically, slowly, you know, that you don't have to do it all at once, I think that would be very attractive to people and make it, you know, less overwhelming. But also it points to the fact that it takes time to make to make the shift. I mean, you've been doing, you know, living your life a certain way for years. It's going to take time to shift that.
And I want to talk a little bit about why it's so important that you hear this message and start to shift with it. If you have children, 1 in 3 is overweight. 1 in 6 has learning disabilities. 1 in 9 has asthma. 1 in 10 has ADHD. 1 in 12 has food allergies. I mean, 54% of all of our children have chronic illness or are overweight. And children who were recently tested have 4 out of 5 of the most highly detected toxins that are food-related in their bodies, 50% of the children. So just for the kids, we need to start to shift.
Yeah.
It's important to hear the message, and it's why we're 37th in the world in health. I think it's why our food system is broken. I mean, not our food system. It's why our healthcare system is
health
broken.
Health system. Mm-hmm.
And we spend more than any other country on healthcare. So what's the difference? The difference is that we're getting bombarded by all of these toxins. And I got really angry in the beginning. Why was our government not protecting us? And then there's too much money in this, honey. So it hit me. We don't need the government. We need to own our own life, own our own body, and start to vote with our dollars. And the Institute for Responsible Technology, Bending Habits, will make big business stand up and start to shift with us. So we really can be the change that we want to see. We just have to be aware of the problem, because I certainly wasn't when I started. So that's why I'm so passionate to get out there and talk. We need to be aware of the problem. Then we need to make different decisions every day with the things that we're purchasing. And we need to make sure that our kids understand why they're not eating all of that junk when they're with their buddies. And they need to become little armies of change with their friends about why they don't eat that way. We need to all encourage each other to clean up, because we can shift this ourselves if we start to do it for ourselves. And inflammation, I read the book for autoimmune disease, but guess what? Inflammation is responsible not only for autoimmune disease, but cancer, heart disease, strokes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, depression. I was reading an article last night about kidneys. Inflammation is having a dire effect on our kidneys as all of these toxins are growing in our bodies. So this is important. If you have any kind of chronic condition, you need to clean up the toxins, because that's your road back to health. And if you're taking a lot of medication.
I was going to say, with children, you know, in addition to, you know, having them kind of get their get the right nutrition as they're growing up, what you also do is you establish in them, you know, good habits right up front, you know.
Right.
And so that, you know, as they grow into adulthood, you know, those will already have been established. And we're actually about halfway through the show. We've almost gone 30 minutes. So I want to take just a quick break, Cheryl. And I do want to invite listeners, if you would like to ask Cheryl any questions, call in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you listening live in the chat room, feel free to type in your question there. And then when we come back, Cheryl, you know, you mentioned inflammation. So I want to talk just a little bit about that, you know, exactly, you know, what it is, you know, what are the causes, because I'm not sure many of the listeners, I mean, they maybe have a general understanding of it, but I think there's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Okay, so everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,200 shows we have had over the past 7 years. Also on the site are links to the products and services we provide, books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store. Our show is available as a free podcast on iTunes, and you can subscribe for free at the iTunes Store, or even quicker, there is a link on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc., and we also have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. Our website, www.biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Cheryl Meyer, and we are talking about her book, It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again. And again, you can find out more about Cheryl and all of the info that she has at her website by visiting CherylMHealthMuse.com. Again, CherylMHealthMuse.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. Okay, so with that, we're back, Cheryl.
Okay, hi.
Okay.
So let me start with what is leaky gut? Because leaky gut is the place where inflammation begins.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The wall of your gut is only one cell thick. I think that's kind of amazing. And when these toxins go into your gut and there are some, and stress creates hormones, it means that you're not digesting your food properly. It could also be parasites. There are some other things that get involved. Candida gets involved in it. But if you're not digesting your food correctly, what happens is it's not in the right size particle to go through your gut wall correctly. And so it starts pounding up against your gut wall. And it can't get through. And so all of a sudden, a little rip starts to happen. And then particles that are too big start to go into your blood. So what happens when that happens? Well, at first, your immune system sort of looks at it and goes, what is that thing? But then as more and more starts to go into your blood, it starts to scream attack because it doesn't recognize what they are. And what the body's kind of amazing. It starts to mimic wherever your weak point was. In my case, it was my muscles and my liver. In somebody else's case, it might be their thyroid. And there are two autoimmune diseases that are thyroid related. It could be your skin. It could be psoriasis or eczema, which, believe it or not, start in the gut. It could be your brain, which is how it impacts Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Wherever you're weak is where your immune system starts to attack the stuff that's leaking from your gut and attack the tissues that it's mimicking in your body. And that causes the inflammation. I have a whole thing in my book about, do you have inflammation and how would you know? Little things, like I was looking in the mirror in the morning, and some mornings I thought I had good days, and some days I thought I had ugly days, and it was because of how puffy I was. Those were signs of inflammation that I didn't recognize. So, and certainly if you're having a lot of agita in your stomach, or you have a lot of pain, or pain of any kind, or you're getting chronic headaches, all of that could be related to inflammation. And so it's a much broader reach than what I realized when I wrote the book. And at some point, I got to stop and rewrite the beginning of the book, because the toxins are one of the reasons why you're creating the leaky gut and the problem in your gut wall. And it wants to heal itself. Your body really wants to heal itself, but you got to eliminate the stuff that's problem in the first place. And then there are some other things that you can do that will help your body get healthy so that it can repair the wall. There's prebiotics and probiotics. Probiotics are the healthy little bugs that you have in the right balance in your gut. Prebiotics are foods that you eat that feed the little probiotics. Isn't that interesting? So things like onions and garlic and jicama and artichokes, those are prebiotics, and they feed your little happy little gut bugs that you're supposed to have, what they need to thrive. And so, really, if I was young, I'd go back and become a biochemist. I find all of this very interesting. But just on the basic level, you need to understand the toxins that are in your life are doing you absolutely no good. So you need to start to root them out and get rid of them. And then you had asked me to take, I also have a whole section in the book which I call Toxins of the Mind, which is toxic stress, toxic lack of sleep, toxic relationships, ants. Ants is a favorite one. That's from Dr. Amen. He's always on PBS. Ants are anxious, negative thoughts, otherwise known as anxiety and worry. I had a big dose of those. Toxic lack of movement. And then, of course, toxic lack of sleep. There is a new book out on the market about sleep that explains, to me at least for the first time, why that seventh, they tell you you need 7 hours of sleep. I never really understood why it was so important to get 7 hours. Well, that last hour of sleep is when your brain sweeps all the plaque out. And the plaque is what causes all of these diseases. So you need to have that seventh hour of sleep so that your whole fine-tuning that's going on in your sleep is complete and that plaque gets brushed out of your brain. I also will tell you, I used to think that when I slept, my body was quiet. That is not true. When you go to sleep, your gut becomes the second brain. And it's very busy orchestrating the whole fine tune-up for your body so that when you wake up the next morning, you're ready to go. It talks to your adrenals, and it talks to everything. So you need that sleep so that your gut has enough time to coordinate its tune-up and your brain has enough time to get all those plaque sticky things out of your brain, which is brain fog and pain and all that stuff. So it's really important. Now, I have an incredible stress exercise that I use all the time. It's in the book, but I want to tell you about it. It's from Dr. Andrew Weil, who is a very famous integrative physician. He was the first of the integrative physicians. He actually went to Harvard Medical School knowing he was never going to practice regular medicine because his mother was an herbalist, and he had a dream to coordinate all the different kinds of medicine into one practice, whether it was herbs, or it was massage, or it was acupuncture, or it was conventional medicine. He made it all into one practice and started an integrative school in, I think, the University of Arizona, so that he started his own whole section of health, which is very similar in how they practice to functional medicine. At any rate, you can actually go online and you can watch Dr. Weil doing this exercise. And it's simple. You do it. Takes 2 minutes twice a day, and you do 3 rounds each time you do it. So when I get up in the morning, I'll do my 3 rounds, and you breathe in through your nose for 4, you hold it for a count of 7, and then you whoosh it out of your mouth for a count of 8. And it doesn't matter how quick or how slow you do it, it's the rhythm of it that's important. So you're going to breathe in for 4, hold it for 7, and whoosh it out for 8 3 times. And what that does is it resets your parasympathetic nervous system. I also use that sometimes to sleep at night if I have active mind. I'll do this, and it will calm me right down so that I can go to sleep. But let me tell you what I learned about this. I live in Los Angeles, and my functional doctor is an hour away, so I am always in terrible traffic while I'm on my way out to her. So I get a little stressed out because I don't want to be late. So I was in horrible traffic, and I decided I was going to do Dr. Weil's 4-7-8 breathing exercise. So I did it for probably about 20 minutes. And when I get to the doctor, my blood pressure is usually a little high, and I didn't want to have it go through the roof because traffic was so bad. So I walked in, and they grabbed me right away and took me in, and she came flying out of her office and said, "What are you doing differently?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Your pulse is so slow. I wish all of my patients could get their pulse to where yours is." I said, "I'm doing the Dr. Weil breathing exercise." She said, "Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. It has also helped me to control my blood pressure." So it's the best. Now, I have 30-some-odd ways to control your stress. I have another 30-some-odd ways for you to go to sleep. But this is one tip that you can take today and start to utilize that will significantly impact your health and lower that toxic factor of your life. Toxic relationships
are... Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Before we go into relationships,
okay.
you mentioned movement. Exactly. How does that fit into the toxic aspect?
Well, yeah, you need to move, because if you don't move, then the toxins build up in your body. I'm a woman who never liked to exercise. So me learning how I talk about exercise for people who hate to exercise, because I have found two forms of that I recommend, but you have to do what's best for you. And if you have a lot of inflammation, you don't want to be running marathons, because that actually will aggravate the situation. You want to start off with gentle exercise until your body starts to heal. So the two things I do, I bought what I call my mini trampoline. It's actually a rebounder. It's a little tiny, like trampoline, that's not very big. It sits in my living room. I tape country western music every Sunday for the top 20. And for a half an hour every morning, I jiggle on my mini trampoline. It doesn't matter if you jump high or if you just bounce. What it does is it gives your lymph, which doesn't have a motor of its own, the opportunity to clean all the toxins that they've been gathering around your cells out of your body. So just by jiggling on this little trampoline for 30 minutes a day, you're doing your body a world of good, because all of the things that the cells have eliminated into your blood, that the lymph has gone to go pick up around the cells, it can come out because you're moving your body in a way that gets it out. And then the other thing that we started to do, my husband does it with me, we started doing a Korean form of Tao yoga, which is a gentle form of yoga that gets my heartbeat going, it gets the resistance going, and it allows me to stretch, but in a very pleasant way. I'm not overdoing, I'm doing it gently, and it's amazing how much my heartbeat gets going, just bouncing, just doing simple movements, and that's really important, not only for your body, but also for your mind. So remember, all of this is interconnected. And health is more than just what's going on in your body. It's also what's going on in your mind and what's going on in your life. So there's something we learned in school called primary food. You have to be balanced with all, spiritually, financially, with friendships, with family, with self-care. All of that is just as important to your health as eliminating the toxins that are evident in your food and your cosmetics and your kitchens and your cleaning supplies. They're both important for you to achieve balance. And so all of this, the whole thing is in the book.
And you were mentioning, relationships. I mean, you just mentioned, a few of the relationships that we have, everyone has. When it comes time to recognizing those relationships that are toxic, those that create stress, those who aren't a real positive, supportive kinds of relationships.
They're impacting your health, so you got to deal with them. And it doesn't matter
now,
if it's a love relationship, it's a parent, it's a boss, what you do about it probably is different, but you have to sit down, talk to the person that the toxicness of the relationship is hurting your health and that you want to improve it, and you need to try to make it better. It might mean that you need to set different boundaries. If it's a parent, you might set boundaries. If it's a boss, it might mean that you have to go find another job. If it's a love relationship, you do everything in your power to get it back on track. But if they don't want to go there, then you need to cut them loose and go find a person who is going to love and support you and your health. I actually was in a toxic relationship when I got sick. If I was still in that relationship, I would not have gotten well. He didn't support anything I was trying to do. He didn't want me to cook because he didn't want me to dictate food to him. And we woke up one morning and he looked at me and said, "I don't like it that you're sick." Well, what the heck am I supposed to do with that? But you can't be afraid to get out of a relationship like that, because I think it was the hand of a little angel on my back. I got out. I let my heart heal. I took a course from a woman named Allison Armstrong about how to find the right guy for you. I went online on a senior site, and within 2 weeks, I found a guy who lived 10 minutes away who wanted to do everything I listed that I wanted so that he could come to me. And I married him, and we just celebrated our third wedding anniversary. And he's a statistician. He helped me format the book. He read new books that were coming out that I didn't have time to read while I was writing the book. You need to have a partner who loves and supports you for who you are and doesn't pick on you for who you're not. That's really important to your health as well. And they need to support you when you want to be healthy, that they want to be healthy too. Cleaning all these toxins out of my husband and my life, because he joined me on my get well adventure. He's lost 70 pounds. I've lost 50. And the only thing we've changed is eating more vegetables close to the farm in all the colors of the rainbow and eliminating all the toxins. The body wants to function well if you tell it how to do it and you give it the right things. So you don't ever have to go on diets again. You just have to eat right.
Yeah.
It makes
all the difference
in the world.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you have a functional health person that you go to see.
I have a functional doctor.
Functional doctor. Can you talk a little bit about, some people may not have heard the term functional health approach with functional doctors. Can you explain what that is? So people can
there is actually
go
a
out
school
and find it?
That they go through to get a health practitioner will go through to get certified. Most of them got sick and were looking for something more. You can find your own functional practitioner by going to ifm.org, instituteoffunctionalmedicine.org, IFM. And in the upper right-hand corner, it will say find a practitioner. You put in your zip code. It will bring up a variety type of medical practitioners. I wanted a full MD, and that's how I found my MD. You can also find an ND, which has a more natural approach. There are, I go to an amazing person in my doctor's office that uses electric current to deal with my pain. She puts little nodes all over me, and I take a nap, and I wake up, and a lot of my pain is gone if I'm having a problem. There are different kinds of practitioners, but it will tell you which is which. Let me tell you what the difference between a functional doctor and a conventional doctor is. A conventional doctor, generally, your appointment is 6 minutes or less. Sometimes you might get lucky, and it'll be 10 minutes. And what they listen for is the first complaint. And then what they do is they want to give you a pill. So you're a round peg that fits into a round hole, and they want to give you the pill that goes in the slot and comes out and makes you feel better. But guess what? There is no magic pill. Doesn't mean you don't want to take the medications that your doctor's offering to you, because you may very well need them, but you need to be aware that that's not necessarily the whole answer. A functional doctor, especially if she's an MD, she could give you that pharmaceutical drug. But the first thing she's going to do is look at you, this is how it was explained in school, and say, you're sitting on a tack. Let's go find that tack. So they do very different testing. They look at your body through totally different lenses. And if you need a pill in the meantime to correct what's wrong, they can give it to you. And I'm still on diabetes medication, and I probably will be for my whole life. But we've been peeling the onion trying to figure out where is my root cause. A functional doctor practices root cause medicine. Just a couple examples. I was having all kinds of problems with rashes. I didn't realize that's because my toxic load was increasing. With my conventional doctor, she was running allergy tests, and the only thing I was allergic to was the tape that ran the test down my back. When I got to the functional doctor, she said, these aren't allergies. She said, an allergy is something like peanuts, where you eat it and you react immediately and it can be fatal. You have sensitivities. So we ran a totally different test, which was a sensitivity test, and that's where we discovered that I have 18 foods that my body reacts poorly to. And there are normal culprits. Dairy is a regular culprit that people have sensitivities to. And that is one of mine, and soy is a regular culprit, so you can do it by elimination, but we wouldn't have found mine by elimination because I have sensitivities to things like basil and mint and fennel.
No.
I thought, fennel, that'll be easy. Fennel's in everything. I was shocked. It's in Chinese food. It's in Italian food.
Wow.
You got to be careful with that fennel. So it's chicken. I ate so much chicken, I thought I was going to cluck. Well, guess what? Chicken is now a food sensitivity of mine. So learning what my sensitivities were, which was through a test that she gave me, that was a huge leap forward. And within 2 weeks of eliminating all 18 of those items, I started feeling remarkably better. But she's also discovered I took the 23andMe test to find out my ancestral history. I was doing that kind of for fun. And I mentioned to her that I had done it, and she said, oh, bring me the whole result, because it gives you a complete readout on your DNA. Who knew? So she looks at my DNA, and the first thing she figured out is that I have something called the MTHFR anomaly, which means that I don't have enough folate in my body, and what goes in my body stays in my body because I don't detox. So we started working on correcting that. So all of these toxins, my whole 69 years, were going into my body and staying in my body. So then we started looking at what did that mean. I was loaded with heavy toxic metals, so I detoxed those. I was loaded with heavy toxic mold. I don't even have a clue where I got it. So I just did a detox for that, and we just tested, and we didn't get it all. So in a month, I'm going to start over again with the mold detox. We discovered that I have a problem with histamines. So you know how everybody's running around drinking kombucha? Well, I can't have that stuff because that turns on my histamines.
Wow.
So this DNA, it was like mining for incredible information about your body and how your body works. And a functional doctor will look for that, which a conventional doctor probably won't.
Yeah. So with sensitivities, is that just like a mild reaction, as compared to allergic?
Believe it or not, an allergy can kill you because it's instant. But a sensitivity, again, is one of the things that's irritating your leaky gut. And so it's a much slower burn, but it can do long-term damage. So it's important that you find out what your sensitivities are because you don't want that slow burn to be doing damage to your body. And inflammation is often caused by all of these little sensitivities. It all starts to interconnect back together again.
Wow, that's just amazing how it all fits together. You know, but it's, I mean, to me, the body is just an amazing group of systems, you know, that work well together.
It's the greatest computer that was ever developed.
Yeah.
So garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
You know, it's the same thing with your body.
Yeah. Well, now, we're down to 6 minutes. Boy, this time has flown by. Part of your book, the last part of your book, you talk about getting involved. You know, can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think, you know, that particular chapter really would be very beneficial in helping people explore, you know, different avenues of, you know, like if you read the book, it's like, okay, now take the next step and become involved. So can you talk a little bit about that and why you included that section in your book?
I included that because there are organizations that we should all be following and supporting because they really are trying to save our life. The first one is the EWG. I'm not a rich woman, but I send them money every month because, thank God, they're willing to do the research, and they're under attack all the time by government agencies who don't want them to be doing this research. And we need to know. We have a need to know, and they are one of the best places to get the information. So EWG is one. Moms Across America, they are fighting for the lives of their children. They are fighting all the pesticides and the herbicides. And so they're a great organization to follow, to get involved with, to support, and to just get all the vast amounts of information that they're putting out to save our kids. You need to start sharing with your friends that you're eliminating toxins and why you're eliminating toxins. You need to encourage your children to understand why they're not eating the way their little buddies are and why they're going to grow up to be superheroes as a result of it. We just all need to form our own interconnected community. And I have a phrase that I stole from Howard Lyman, who was one of our speakers at school, that we need to all become an army of one, an army that's fighting for our own bodies, but by an army for, as an army for when we join with others to create a movement that will change, whether it's big agriculture, big food, big pharma, all of them. We need to change what we're getting and understand what we're taking so that together we can start to change the system. So that's what that's all about. And the other thing that's here is there is an incredible resource library of all of the people that I now follow. So if nothing else, buy the book and start following all these people, because there's a wealth of information that's out there, but I didn't know what I was looking for, so I didn't know where to start. So that's really what my book is all about. It's about giving you what I discovered and then telling you how to get involved with your own body, your own health, your own education, so that you can continue to learn. And there are new things coming out every day. Like I mentioned, there's a new sleep book by a researcher at Stanford that, wow, it certainly opened my eyes about why I need to get that 7 hours of sleep. So there's new stuff coming out all the time, and this community shares it with each other, and by doing that, they're sharing it with us. So you need to follow them on Facebook. You need to get their newsletters. I tell you why I love that resource and what I learned from them. So it's all important. So thank you for mentioning that part of my book, because it's important.
Well, you know, it is, because the one thing that I have found is that, you know, many times we'll go through the process of learning or becoming, raising our awareness about a particular aspect of our life that we want to improve or change. And then, you know, once that awareness is there, it's like, okay, now what? How do I apply? What's the next step?
Yeah, it's constantly changing, and there's so much misinformation. You want fake news. There's an awful lot of misinformation being put out by the people who are producing all these toxins. So you need to read and make your own decisions, and then, as I say, let your body vote, because your body will tell you.
Yep.
And if you go to my website, there's a ton of information available. I did 3 summits this month, so I have I had done free giveaways with each summit, and I posted them online because I want everybody to be able to get them. One was on cancer. I give you my 12 tips. If you have cancer, what should you be doing for your body? I gave you my 12 tips to how to have a healthy gut. And I gave you my 12 tips to how to lose weight. All of that information is on my website. You can download it. It will automatically have you join my mailing list so that you can get my newsletters. But if you don't want to be on my newsletter list after you get the first newsletter, you can opt out. That's okay. But I want you to have this information. I do 2 different kinds of newsletters. One is just on new things that I've learned about health. And the other I'm calling my Golden Broccoli Awards, because I have illustrations in my book and I'm the broccoli. And I'm giving Golden Broccoli Awards out to companies that are making low toxic replacement items for all of us, whether it's cosmetics, whether it's how we clean our houses. As I discover these products and fall in love with them, I'm giving them a little sticker they can put on their website that they got a Golden Broccoli Award. And I'm making a big deal about it because I want all of us to support these companies. They're all new companies, and they need our support, and they're putting out incredible products.
Yeah, so, that's the key. That's really important is support those businesses that are doing good and being honest and upfront. And when that
stop
shift happens.
Stop supporting the ones who are toxic.
Right. Yeah. And business is business. Once the toxic ones recognize that, you know, people are shifting away from them, then change is going to happen.
Right. They do. And just keep in mind one thing. Europe does not allow a lot of these toxins in their food. And so our companies make foods that are acceptable in Europe, but they're not putting them on the shelf for us. And we're tolerating that. That's unacceptable.
I agree. Well, Cheryl, this has really been a wonderful show. I really want to thank you for all of the information you provided. It's
Thank you so much for giving me the format.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
As you can tell, I'm pretty incensed about getting this information out there. And if this is overwhelming, you can hire me as a health coach. How to get a hold of me is also on my website. And since I have lived through this, who else would you want to help you get this all cleaned up? I have all kinds of tips that I have learned that I can help you do this so that you grow healthy kids and that you stop living with pain. I want you to be well. And at 69, I went back to school because I want to help other people learn what I learned.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for your time. And now you're on social media, right? So people can follow you there?
Yes, you can find me under It Feels Good to Feel Good. It has its own page. You can find me under Cheryl M. Health Muse, which is Cheryl with a C. And I do post there regularly. You can also find me on Instagram. This is new for me. I'm on Instagram as Cheryl M. Health Muse, and I am on Twitter as Cheryl M. Health Muse. So you can get little points from me all the time.
Well, I'm going to make sure that I have us connected on all of those so that I can stay in tune with those updates. So, again, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it, Robert.
You're very welcome. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Cheryl Meyer. We have been talking about her book, It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great. And again, you can find out more by visiting her website, which is CherylMHealthMuse.com. Again, there is a direct link to that website in the show page description, and definitely go and explore her website. There is a lot of stuff, a lot of information that you will find very, very helpful. So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me, that's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.